this episode has a subject matter warning for eye-searchable stuff. Just letting you know ahead of time. Hey guys, it's the second episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting for the Hidden Node 2017. So I'm going to start off with having a little bit of a silent rebellion, so to speak. Or not so silent rebellion, since I'm talking about it in audio. Since it's the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I'm more of a cat person, I decided to do a little project of uploading different pictures of cats to go with these episodes. I posted on Facebook yesterday, just kind of asking people, hey, you know, give me pictures of your cats, let me know who they are, and we'll get them up there. So today's cats come from a friend of mine, Ash Belinar, a friend of mine from Final Fantasy XIV, a group I talked to a lot last year. Today's topic, subject, update thingy. I mentioned yesterday I was going to talk about my retina detachment, and here we are. First, a bit of backstory. This is not my first retina detachment. I had one back in 2002. Had that in my right eye. Lost a significant amount of my vision at the time of the retinal surgery, but over time, that eye has returned to be my dominant eye. I have a band around the eye, and the way it was described to me is that basically they kind of soldered the retina back onto the macula, and then you get this band put around the eye that kind of helps affix the structure of the eye. The doctor I talked to this time kind of gave a pretty decent description of how the band works. Think of the muscles that kind of move your eye as kind of belt loops, and the band itself as a belt that kind of goes underneath it. As far as feeling the band, you can every now and then. When you first get it, it's a bit painful, it's a bit rough to deal with, because you're not quite used to that extra pressure, especially after having a retinal detachment, because usually you have a little bit of, decreased pressure in, your ocular orb. Fast forward 15 or so years, and May of this year, I noticed my vision is kind of, darkening isn't exactly the right word. It was more obvious with my right eye than my left eye at first, because with my right eye, it was like a curtain. A slightly transparent curtain fell down across my vision. I would say I could see probably about like a fourth to a third of my vision in my right eye. The rest of it, I could still kind of see through that area, but it was like a curtain, and it moved and waved as I walked or moved or looked around or whatever. With my left eye, it was less obvious. The bottom left side of my vision, the top right side of my vision, developed these kind of darkened ovals that would wobble when I looked left or right, up and down, or whatever. And so this is where the kind of carnival of errors happens in the month. So, at the time, Patty is recovering from surgery. She's had her hip surgery earlier in the year, and where I think it'd be a month and a half in, when I noticed the vision issue. I go to my normal eye doctor, and she thinks it's my thumbprint issue I have in the eye. I can never remember the exact name of the disorder, but basically the front or area around the kind of white of your eye gets kind of pressurized for me, and it hurts, and it can make the eye red and vision blurry. And that's what my eye doctor thought it was. She looked at my retina, and wherever those splotches were that I was seeing was beyond where she could see. And sometimes that happens with the retina. You're trying to look into a sphere through a small hole in the front, so you don't always get everything. And so she missed it. She thought it was just my thumbprint thing acting up. And so she wanted me to go to a cornea specialist. And since I didn't think it was a retina detachment, because she had reassured me, I scheduled the cornea appointment for a week from then. Now, it is important to know that with a retina detachment, you should have surgery right away, because the retina helps keep your eye, you know, alive and receiving blood and nutrients and oxygen and all that fun stuff. So when your retina's detached, your cells are starving. And that's what was happening to me. For a week, things were going bad. So I go see the cornea specialist. They're like, what's wrong with the cornea? You're going to have an issue there. The doctor himself finally comes in, and he's like, yeah, you're having a retinal detachment. I'm like, super. Because, like I said, I had been barely convinced that, okay, so I wasn't. It was just going poorly in the eye, in the cornea. Which, you know, I guess I should have seen coming, because by the time Friday of the original eye doctor appointment, I'd already lost most of my vision. But again, I thought it was my cornea, so I wasn't worried. Fast forward a week, confirmed the retina detachment, new appointment for Monday with their new retinist. New appointment Monday with their new retina specialist. Cool. I go see the retina specialist, and she's like, not really happy with how my eye's going, because, well, again, it's been a week and a half, but she wants to go into the surgery. Here's the problem. I do have a number of issues medically, and to put it simply, I need surgery. When I get surgery, I need to get surgery done in the hospital, especially if I'm going to be put out or knocked out because, well, between my heart surgery issues I've had and, you know, lung issues I have, it's just a good idea to have me in a place where if there's an emergency, they have the skills and expertise to revive me. The problem is the doctor, the retinologist I was going to, couldn't perform surgery in a local hospital. She only had the ability to perform in the surgical center. I don't know why, I didn't look up why, but essentially that was her limitation. But she needed me to get a cardiologist approval anyway, and we thought maybe we would go for the surgical center as opposed to the hospital. 2 days later, I'm seeing my cardiologist, and he's basically saying, no, you absolutely need to get surgery at a hospital. So this has put us in a little bit of a spin, because the retinologist has set aside surgical time for next week. So we are at 2.5 weeks for my surgery, for my diagnosis. So we're at 2.5 weeks since I first lost any of my vision. And now I'm having to tell the retina specialist, hey, I need to get a referral because I have to be with a doctor who can perform surgery in the hospital. And unfortunately, the doctor was really put off in terms of wanting to help me at that point, which was really disappointing because she's really, really high. But for some reason, she didn't want to give me a referral to anybody specific. And it took me and Patty doing some local research to try to find someone local and to making calls and finding out who could do surgery at a hospital. We find one, and this doctor is fantastic. He went to surgical studies around where Patty grew up, and some of like the hospitals he said were really good, and he's just in general really highly rated. And so, cool. Let's get him. Let's go get that appointment. Except he's not available until after Memorial Day. That's how long it's been. It's about a week and a half later or so before I finally get in to see him. And he pretty much wants to schedule me for surgery within, I think, 48, 72 hours after the appointment. Pretty much as soon as possible. The eye at the time, well, to put it simply, is bad. It's extremely deflated. I don't know exact metrics of what the numbers mean, but the eye pressure is supposed to be 820 or 18 to 20 on their scale, and my right eye was right around that, and my left eye was under 4 in terms of what the pressure is supposed to be. So that gives you an idea of just how bad the left eye was. And so we go into the surgery. Now, what they did was very similar to what they did for my right eye. The big issue was that not only was I having a retina detachment, but my macula layer, the layer the retina attaches to, and then that attaches over to the outer area of the eye, the white of the eye, that was also becoming detached. So it was a massive repair job he had to do. And as far as I know, he did a really good job of it. He filled my eye with this kind of medical oil. I don't know exactly what it does, but it does darken my vision of my left eye and blur it significantly. Basically, like it's like trying to look through oil, like cooking oil, almost. And then he also did a similar band around the eye, as I do with the right one. And thus started my nice, long month and a half healing process that has finally subsided about a week and a half ago, in terms of just being able to do normal things, work on projects, things like that, podcast. But that's all the backstory. I've talked about that before on Facebook posts, but this is my first time actually recording about it. So, where are we today with the eye? Well, we have good news and bad news. Good news. I can kind of see out of the eye. I can read really large fonts. You know, I can see where I'm going with it. Every now and then, like, part of it will be really clear and crisp, just darkened from the oil. But otherwise, vision is returning to the eye, which is great. The bad news is during my follow-up appointment about a week or two ago, he found scar tissue on the retina. So, scar tissue is bad, especially for the retina. I mean, you're going to get scar tissue at the surgery, but the amount he's saying he doesn't like. And the reason it's bad for retina detachment is scar tissue is a lot like taking a piece of paper and kind of crumbling it. Now, you can flatten it back out, but it's still kind of wrinkly and crumbly and all that. And with the retina, because of how soft and, you know, weak that tissue is in general, and how extra weak it is for me because of Marfan's, which I talk about a lot in the podcast, disorder I have, connective tissue is weaker than normal, blah, 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 blah. It's the reason for most of the medical stuff. Anyway. Scar tissue on the retina could pull the retina back off. And that is the problem. So, we have an appointment in mid-September to see where the scar tissue is again. If it's grown too big, well, we're going to look at immediate surgery. If it's only grown little, we might hold off a little bit before we do more surgery. Either way, we're going to get surgery on to remove the scar tissue. It's going to happen. Now, I knew I was expecting another surgery, because eventually, the oil in my eye has to come out. You see, the problem is I don't have lenses in my eyes, and if I did, it'd be fine, but that oil they have in my eye is not really good for the cornea on the inside of it. It's not, like, emergency, this needs to come out ASAP, but it does need to come out. It is bad for the cornea long term. So I knew I was going to get surgery to remove that. However, before we had that surgery, we are going to have the scar tissue surgery. And as the doctor summed it up, we kind of knew we were going to do this path. As he put it, my eye had a foot in the grave. It was dying. You know, that starved of nutrients for so long. To be honest, I honestly didn't expect to get my vision back as I went to the surgery. I thought I was going to be blind in that eye, and Well, it's always been kind of my worst eye anyway, so I wasn't super worried. You know, I was kind of resolved that, okay, this is what's going to happen. I will just wear an eye patch from now on. I'll get to be a pirate. So that's where we stand. 2 months, we're going to see what the scar tissue is, see what we need to do for surgery, get that surgery done, sometime probably early 2018, do another surgery to get the oil out, provided the scar tissue doesn't form, and hope the vision bounces back. It's been a heck of a process so far. It's been a very, very long road. And we've got more to travel, damn it. But that is why I'm trying to get done as much as I can right now in terms of projects, because I know it's going to be another month and a half after the surgery before my head's on straight enough to get stuff done. It'll be another month and a half in 2018 after that surgery before my head's on straight and I can get stuff done. So in the time I have to work on projects, I'm going to. I want to see this through. This is the same project I was working on last year that I told you guys about, and it needs to get done. We'll see. I'll have updates on the actual project itself, starting, well, tomorrow, I guess. But in the meantime, this has been the Dog Days of Podcasting, or the Cat Days of Podcasting, if you prefer. This is episode 2. This has been Hidden Node. I'm Justin Deal. The music you're listening to is from Mute Mad's album, Light Off, available at 92.com. I will talk to you tomorrow, and I will continue to listen to the amazing podcast that are all part of the Dog Days this year. Until then, bye-bye.